The Merlot Murders, A Wine Country Mystery by Ellen Crosby. Read by P.J. Davis Oran. Disc 1.
It has become quite a common proverb that in wine there is truth. Pliny the Elder. Chapter 1. I've always been fascinated by alchemy, though I draw the line at black magic. My family owns a vineyard at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia, and I'm sure there is both magic and chemistry involved in transforming grapes into wine. Not as impossible as changing lead to gold, but nevertheless, no mean feat, particularly if you believe, as I do, in Galileo's definition of wine, as sunlight held together by water. As a child, I read the stories of the Philosopher's Stone, how only a small quantity could convert a massive amount of worthless metal to gold, and supposedly, when added to wine or spirits, it became the mythical elixir of life, a potion that would cure illness, restore youth, and even grant immortality. 2 years ago, I moved to Grasse, the perfumed city in the south of France where my mother grew up, to recover from injuries sustained in a near-fatal car crash. I was 26 at the time, and neither immortality nor eternal youth were much on my mind. All I wanted was to walk again, so I brought my own elixir of life, hoping it would hasten my cure. Bottles of wine from home. Philippe, my live-in boyfriend, refused to drink any of it with me. A wine snob and a purist, the only wines he liked were listed in the Guide Achète, and they were all French. So I drank my family's wine when he wasn't around.